I'm Kara Lawrence. This is Let's Hear It. And in the studio with me, just enjoying the Sorcerer's Apprentice right before the news, are two outstanding Kalamazoo-based musicians that I'm so pleased to bring into the studio today to talk about a special concert coming up Friday night. They are Benjamin...
Whoa! We're going in deep. This is good.
Benji.
Official.
I've been called that since I was four.
I really wanted to just make it a very formal.
No, it's good. It's
Benji
good.
Daneman and Jeff Maley. Wow, I got that out. Okay, it's your turn to take over this interview. Finish it off for me. Let me try a few more facts. Canola, the K-A-N-O-L-A band of New Orleans style music, is about to... have a live concert and record an album in front of an audience on Friday night. It's at 8 o'clock downtown at the Jazz and Creative Institute, and you can find that on Rose Street. It'll be a great time to enjoy music and be part of a recording project. It brings together a good number of people, as these bands really should. It's you don't see too many New Orleans trios out there. So, Benji and Jeff, thanks for coming to WMUK. Tell us about the formation of Canola.
Sure. Well, I think it's perfect that it's just me and Jeff here, because we are the founding members.
That's right. We did all
Canola.
The money.
We started, yeah. So Canola started. It's been one of those projects actually that I have very rarely pushed. It's been a very organic band. We were asked by, I was asked by the Union Cabaret and Grill, I think it was 2014 maybe? It was probably six-ish years ago, to start a New Orleans group for, they had a New Orleans brunch on Sundays. They stopped it years ago. But back in the day, they wanted to kind of have a New Orleans theme thing. So I was like, all right, let's do this.
And that's started
to compile a book of tunes and bring together some musicians that I thought would be fun to play with. And Jeff was my first call on that. And back then, we had some different players, all awesome. Through the years, we've had Jeremy Siskind and Dennis Shebakoff and... Dom Cariotti, who's a grad student here. So we've had a bunch of different people, but we're now 6 years later still going. And it's been one of those things that, you know, if you're a musician, you start a band and it kind of just floats along all by itself. And over the years, it's kind of started to get a little bit more popular all by itself. In the past year or two, we've gotten more and more work, which has been fun. So I think we're maybe taking it a little more seriously.
Yeah. the work helps, that's for sure.
So, Jeff, you were there at the beginning of this project. It was just a project for a one gig thing at the beginning. What kind of, understanding of the music did you bring to it? A lot of listening?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of study, actually, of that, the rhythmic stuff of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the origins of more or less everything we do here in the States. So, so there was a lot of that, but I'd never really gotten a chance to play it. Like, I could do it maybe in jazz contexts here and there, but that was more in a jazz context. So you could play with it a little bit more when you're doing that.
Are your jazz chops your strongest? You also play in... all kinds of American rock as well.
Yeah, I think probably the stronger thing would be more of the funky rock type of stuff. But thankfully, I've had a lot of opportunity, even though I did primarily that stuff for a lot of years and still kind of do. I've always had other opportunities musically, and I've tried to make sure that I do, because I love everything a lot and I really love playing it all a lot. But this New Orleans stuff, when Benji called, I was like eyes wide, yes, finally, because I hadn't really been able to kind of use that stuff that I'd been learning, aside from the fact that it seeps into everything that you are, it should be seeping into everything that you do. And so for me, it was great to be able to kind of go, okay, we started as more just kind of straight Dixieland, had a little bit of Zydeco stuff, and that was more or less it. And so the Dixieland stuff, I never really had opportunity to do much of that, if any, maybe. And certainly with a tuba, with the proper instrumentation, which is a big deal. You know, it's a, it's like when you learn jazz and you're playing with, you know, a electric bass instead of upright bass, or you're playing rock and roll and someone comes in with a kind of more jazzy guitar sound or something, you know, it can work. But if you really want to dig into that style, having the right kind of sound and instrumentation really helps a lot.
Yeah. Just to make it feel right.
Yeah.
Everything locks in.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, Jeff was my first call because a lot of the reasons, like he was talking about, like he's probably one of the most diverse drummers that I know, in this fact that, he can kind of go into any situation and really adapt well, and he's probably the most grooving drummer that I know. Like when we talk about kind of like a fat groove, Jeff comes to mind right away. And so I was like, man, that's what New Orleans in my mind was all about, is about this groove, about feel, about, you know, I'm not saying you're not overly complicated, but like, you know when to play that role of just making it feel great. Some jazz drummers don't really know how to do that. They're so focused. Cause I mean, I come from the jazz world where a lot of, you know, the approach is like, what do you know? How much chops do you have? Like what can you do artistically to just versus, you know, how do you make this song feel great? And so it seemed like a much different approach. And I've always felt that Jeff had that, you know, and so, you know, that's why he's here right now.
That's very nice. I've also paid you money. But yeah, it had a profound effect on me, that's for sure. Because I, you know, I was kind of primarily came as a young guy, kind of rock and roll and funk and soul and that sort of thing. And then I got introduced to the Meters, who is a great New Orleans band, but they're primarily known for being a funk band. But what they did was they took all of the New Orleans street beats and put it into funk music. And when I discovered that, I heard it the same as like James Brown or Parliament Funkadelic, that kind of stuff. But then my teacher, Billy Hart at school, was like, no, that's New Orleans stuff. And I thought, nah, I don't hear it. You know, I just hear funky stuff.
Sorry, Billy. No.
And then I had, you know, the aha moment when you're driving and you hear, I think it was Hey Packaway. And I was just like, I hear it. I hear what he's talking about, you know? And so then it was like doors open, you know, made a lot more sense. Yeah.
It seems to me that in New Orleans, you can get away with a snare drum and a tuba. I mean, sometimes they come down to, I was wondering about your setup, actually. You have a full rig up there?
I do, yeah, just because we cover a little bit more ground. The Dixieland stuff would have kind of the old school, and actually have a pretty big bass drum.
Okay.
And a snare drum, and then
one person playing the bass and one person playing the snare.
And that would be more like a brass band kind of thing, where they actually are adapting more of the marching band elements.
I see.
And so in our band, I cover both of those parts, which we're starting to get into more of the brass band kind of stuff. But yeah, Dixieland stuff really was, a lot of times was just one drummer with, you know, the trap drum. So when you think of that old music, you're hearing like wood blocks and stuff that almost sounds like from a musical or something. Mm-hmm. But then there's the other side where it's the marching portion, and that's where you have separate bass drummer, a separate snare drummer, and then you have what has evolved into kind of a more funkier stuff, and even rock and roll, you know, which, and that stuff was all on a pretty traditional drum kit. So I kind of have to have the wood blocks and cowbells and that kind of stuff, and some tambourines and things, and mm-hmm. little splash cymbals and that sort of stuff. But the rest of it is a relatively traditional kit.
Good. You mentioned the Meters. I think mm-hmm. we're going to be listening to some other artists out of New Orleans, and actually a track that Canola has recorded itself. But one thing to remind listeners of is that Canola will be recording its concert on Friday for a live release. And the way to get in ahead of time is to go to Canola Band on Facebook. That's K-A-N-O-L-A, like K-A for Kalamazoo,
mm-hmm.
Nola
for New Orleans.
I get it. So seating is limited to about 50 seats for this because your space downtown, it's filled with pianos.
So. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of pianos. So if you haven't been down to visit us at the Jazz and Creative Institute, it's also the Kalamazoo Piano Company. So it's a really neat environment, especially for concerts. It's very much a listening room. We've hosted a lot of jazz concerts that are very much, you know, kind of like intimate and quiet. And we're not going for that so much. Like, it's going to be a listening room. It's definitely a concert, but we're kind of also calling it a party because the music isn't meant to just completely sit around and listen. Some of the stuff we do, some of the stuff is a little bit more jazz centric, but other things should have hoots and hollers and, like, you know, like clapping. There's a lot of audience engagement, but it's fun.
Yeah. There's a lot of great musicians in Canola, and we'll list some of the names and their talent after this break. Let's listen to a track from Canola. Maybe you can set it up for us,
yeah.
Benji.
So this is a song called Bourbon Street Parade. Like we were talking about, we've started to do a bunch of different types of music, but this is kind of a middle ground between kind of like hinting at the parade aspect of New Orleans with a Dixieland and second line. So we did this about a year ago. This is Bourbon Street Parade.
You're listening to Let's Hear It on Classical WMUK. This hour of the day is reserved for local arts of all kinds. And we just heard a terrific track from Canola, the Kalamazoo-based New Orleans-style band. It's fronted by Benji Daneman and Jeff Maley, who are in the studio with me, to talk about Friday's performance. That's the local show you can go to and enjoy the music and watch an album get made. I love this idea. You are actually doing a lot this week, but not necessarily in Kalamazoo, Benji. Where are you taking Canola?
Yeah, right after we're done talking with you, we're leaving. We're leaving town. We're going to go to Fort Wayne. We're going to go visit the next 3 days. We're going to be at different, actually, universities across the Midwest. We're going to be in Purdue, Fort Wayne, tonight. We're going to be doing a clinic this afternoon with their jazz bands, and then we're going to be doing a concert there. So if you know anybody in Fort Wayne, give them a shout. Let them know we'll be there at Reinhardt Music Center there. And then we're heading tomorrow over to Saginaw Valley State University in Saginaw. Wow. And we're going to be doing another clinic in the afternoon with the jazz folks there and then doing a concert in the evening. And then we're going to end our little mini tour in Port Huron on Thursday at St. Clair County Community College, SC4. That's how they call it. Okay. I realize SC4. But we're going to do two concerts there, noon and 8. And then we're going to head back here and be ready to, nice and primed, ready to go for all of our Kalamazoo friends.
You know, that's a smart musician way to do it. You know, the set a whole lot.
Yeah.
In a lot of different environments where anything can happen. It feels different in every place. And then get back home and put on a great show for your friends downtown at the Jazz and Creative Institute on North Rose Street on Friday. So you'll open doors at 7:30 for the music, but you're actually hosting an art hop event before that?
Yeah. Starting at 5, we'll be a part of the art hop happenings with Lauren Brumbach, who is actually our saxophone player's fiance, who's a really great artist out of Lansing. So she's going to be hosting art there. And so come early Yeah. And stay late.
If you've never been, you can find the venue and enjoy some art.
Yeah.
And however, this is a ticketed event.
It is, yep. At 7:30, we'll be clearing the house and having you come back in.
That's right. If you are interested in looking at tickets and ticket prices, go to Facebook and look for Canola Band, K-A-N-O-L-A, and see if that suits you. And it's limited seating, so I recommend looking right now.
And we will have food. It's going to be Mardi Gras themed, and we've also gotten some very fun decorations, I think.
We got decorations?
Jeff doesn't even know. Jeff doesn't even know. It's going to be fun.
Like, do I have to wear a costume?
No. Please don't.
Well, it's too early in the interview to talk about the food and decorations
sure.
part.
Okay,
actually,
okay,
we need
sorry.
To get back
I jumped
to the musicians.
I jumped it, sorry.
Because we just heard some terrific solos and an ensemble playing in that track, which you said Canola recorded about a year ago. I want to ask about all the people you brought together on the recording and the ones we'll hear on Friday, and a little bit about, you know, their stature in West Michigan and Kalamazoo.
Sure, yeah. We have a great band. I'm a big part of when I put together bands and projects is putting together the right people, because that seems half as important as even like playing the right music. If you get the right people, the chemistry is great. And I some of my favorite people to hang out with. So we have and so I play trumpet. And my good friend Seth Ebersole plays saxophone. He's out of Lansing. He plays actually not only just saxophone, he plays all the woodwinds. So he comes in with clarinet, soprano, and alto, kind of whatever he feels like bringing to the gig.
Did he go to school?
He went to school. Michigan? He got his master's at Michigan State. And now he's actually teaching out at Saginaw Valley State University. So it helped us get out that way.
Yeah.
But he's our woodwind faculty at the Jazz and Creative Institute. So he's here. He directs one of our big bands. He's an amazing all-around saxophonist musician that can pretty much approach any style. He's a good guy. And then we have on keyboard and piano Matthew Fries, who, if you're a regular listener here, I'm sure you've heard many times, a faculty at Western.
Yes, he is jazz faculty at Western, mm-hmm. a marvelous pianist and composer.
Yeah.
And I did not know he could play like Dr. John.
Well, you're going to have to come and hear him. Yeah, no, we've with a lot of this has been a learning curve. Is like, you know, we're not trying to say that we are, you know, that we're from New Orleans. We're doing it. This is a learning experience for us too. So we're just kind of like, you know, all going in deep and just having fun with it and, you know, not taking ourselves too seriously, but at the same time trying to do it as accurately as we can, because it's a folk music, you know.
Yeah.
It's our country's folk music. This is a lot of the stuff that we love came out of New Orleans. So we're trying to pay, you know, honor to it as we should. Mm-hmm. With respect, but you know, New Orleans respect is also with a lot of fun and a lot of like, you know.
Yeah, and you bring your own individuality to it as well.
So yes, so he does a little Dr. John thing. On Friday, so he's going on the road with us. On Friday, we're bringing also Rufus Ferguson, who's our good friend. And he actually plays, they kind of split the piano chair, honestly. Like Rufus plays about half the gigs and Matthew plays about half the gigs. They kind of are both. So this summer, Rufus will be on a lot of the Canola gigs that we're booking. But he's going to be, so we're going to have double piano action going on, which will be so fun. And he's slated to also play guitar. So if you're a Rufus Ferguson fan and you haven't heard him play guitar, which is me, I've never heard him.
Me too.
I heard this story when Keith Hall interviewed Rufus Ferguson while Rufus was, I think, just finishing his master's at Western Michigan mm-hmm. University. He told a story about growing up in the church and he really wanted to play the piano and do the gospel organ and everything, but there were too many players ahead of him who were holding on to that chair.
Yeah.
So they put him on guitar for years and years. So
I can't wait.
Even on tour with a famous gospel group, he stuck to the guitar.
So I know.
It should
I
be
know.
Fantastic.
I can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
I don't even know what we're doing.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so Rufus will be there. Jeff will be on drums. That's kind of the and then we have a tuba player who is a graduate of Western also, but now he's all over the Midwest. He teaches at Purdue, which kind of got us down there. Chance Trotman Hewitt who's a really amazing tuba, like orchestral tuba player.
He won the concerto competition.
But you hear him play this stuff and he rips. It's amazing.
And you can tell that he's chomping at the bit to play this stuff too.
Well, where do you find, in all of music, where do you find the tuba and the drums at the top of the heap, you know? It's like almost an upside down music. It's all about the groove. And,
right.
Yeah, you play whatever you want to, Benji, but... but the important stuff's happening with Chance and Jeff.
No, it's true. It's totally true. And I feel like these guys connect really well and it grooves well. And he's also a bassist. So he has this idea of understanding of the bass role. When he was growing up, he played bass also. And so when he started playing with us by about 5 years ago, he would come with a bass and he'd come with a tuba. And then slowly just bring a tuba. Put the bass. You're so good at the tuba. And he's so lyrical.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. He doesn't approach it as like a jazz musician, this music. He approaches it as the music. So he'll play very lyrically, improvisation wise.
Wow.
And so it's really fun. Yeah.
I'm getting the sense that for the musicians in Canola, this is a dream come true for working on a style that you've appreciated and revered for many, many years. And, the music deserves to be heard and worked on, and the audience will have a great time too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's the best part about these gigs whenever we play them. I'm so used to doing jazz gigs that are so like heady and like, you know, dig into your soul. And this is like, you know what? Let's have fun. And every audience we've played for is just like, it's so nice to look out in the audience and see people smiling. And dancing.
Clapping along.
And clapping.
Yeah, the dancing was pretty awesome. we opened for Big Bad Voodoo Daddy at State Theater.
Just in December.
Yeah, and it went really well. And I had forgotten that, silly me, but, you know, they're a big swing band, so there are going to be people that want to do that kind of dancing. Didn't really connect that. And the minute we started playing, they came out and started dancing, and it was like, yes.
Right,
awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's so great because that's what it's designed to do. You know,
true. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. It's fun music. And I also didn't mention that Nathan Durham, who is, if you know the Kalamazoo music scene, like outside of the jazz world, you might actually recognize him or his name. He's one of those guys that plays every instrument and well. But before moving to Kalamazoo, he was a staple in New York City as an orchestral and jazz bass trombonist. Played Broadway.
He played Les Mis for 10 years.
Played Les Mis. All this ridiculous stuff. Was on, you know, tour for all these things. And, you know, so he's playing trombone with us and is this amazing addition. He also, whenever Chance can't do the tuba, he pops in and plays tuba with us. So it's becoming kind of like a family where it's like, oh, you know, we have like a group of like 8-9 musicians that know the book, that know the vibe, and we all feel like we can kind of jump in. So it's like if someone can't do it, someone's going to pop in and do their thing, and then when they're in there, they'll play another horn, and which is fun. So it feels a little more like family, even though we're not around that much.
Well, it's literally family because we have who's singing with us sometimes.
Yeah, and then thank you, Jeff. That was a perfect handoff. Literally family. Ashley Daneman, my wife, will be singing, which... everybody knows Ashley, right?
It's a great addition. Yeah, it's great having her.
Yeah, so she's going to be really singing while me and Jeff will be doing fake vocals on the road.
That's right.
She'll be doing real vocals.
We'll be holding down the gritty stuff.
That's Jeff Maley on drums and Benji Daneman on trumpet with Canola, which will be on tour this week and then finishing it up to Friday night at 8 o'clock at the Jazz and Creative Institute in downtown Kalamazoo, north on the Mall. There are about 50 seats to be covered for this concert, which will be recorded and released, hopefully, as a live album. And you can go right now to find out more on to Facebook and look for Canola. That's K-A-N-O-L-A. I did grow up in the wheat fields of the rapeseed fields of northern Canada, where canola, the oil, is made out of that yellow flower rapeseed up there. And I kept, of course, I thought of
sure.
It's for Canada oil, canola.
Oh, I never knew that. That's what it is.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. As your cooking alternative to lard, I guess. I don't know.
Well, maybe we could do a second line version of the Canadian anthem.
Yes. Yeah, we're somehow. Great. Yeah, very simple. That would work terrific.
It would work.
I'm game.
Okay, well, let's let someone else do the playing for a minute. Any suggestions, Benji? Yeah, you suggested some great tracks.
Yeah, what do we got? Oh, you know what? Do we have that Fats tune on there? I'm walking.
We sure do.
So we're adding this one to our rap list now, and when we're on the road, Jeff's going to be singing this, but this is a super famous song, Fats Domino, who comes out of New Orleans and made it big and was a big part of, you know, breaking down racial barriers and including kind of just being a big part of it and bringing New Orleans music to the world through Boogie Woogie. So we think about like Dixieland, we think about Zydeco stuff, but like this stuff and, you know, this and the Meters are kind of like, oh yeah, the roots are in New Orleans. We can't forget that. So yeah, we're adding
rock and roll roots.
Yeah.
And Little Richard is from there as well. Yep. Yeah.
So we're doing some Fats. So let's hear I'm Walking.
I'm walking. Yes, indeed, and I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side. For you, pretty baby, I'll even die. What you gonna do when I see my body? All you gonna do is dry your eye. I'm walking, yes indeed, and I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping that you come back to me.
We just heard a terrific track. That was Fats Domino, Benji.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
some boogie woogie.
We're having a good time in the studio here. This is Let's Hear It on Classical WMUK 89.9. I'm Kara Lawrence, and I'm with Jeff Maley and Benji Daneman of Canola, the Kalamazoo-based New Orleans-style group that is touring this week, and we'll finish it up with a Kalamazoo concert on Friday night down at the Jazz and Creative Institute. Just a moment to spend on Jazz and Creative. It's a place that offers beginners and musicians with experience opportunities to play and learn about jazz. Mm-hmm. And fair disclosure, I have been enjoying playing some alto saxophone in the adult jazz band. And
it's great.
It's a terrific challenge. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to do that. There are probably other places too, but that's the one that fit right for me. So what else? What other, besides the adult jazz band, you've got a youth orchestra, youth mm-hmm. jazz orchestra, private lessons.
Yeah, we have actually two youth big bands. We have our jazz orchestra and then a lab band, which is more kind of for lesser experience, kind of foundational concepts. Mm-hmm. And Seth Ebersole, who plays sax in the group of Canola, leads that band. I direct the jazz orchestra. And Rufus Ferguson directs the adult band. So Canola is very, very much a part of Jazz and Creative Institute. So we offer different ensembles of all sizes. So we have those large ensembles, but we also have small ensembles where we have different combos. And we have a percussion class that's led by Kevin Jones, who's a really great percussionist in Grand Rapids. And then we also do private lessons. So we do, we have about 15 different faculty that we kind of bring in and out and get a chance to have all ability levels, work with great players to learn, you know, this amazing music that we love.
Do you see it expanding beyond jazz as the form?
Yeah, and interesting you say that, because yes, we also have a voice studio called Tiny Voice Box that Ashley kind of runs. that's a part of kind of under the same umbrella. But and we have many different types of vocalists, from music theater to opera to you know, church singing, all that stuff. But yeah, we're actually looking. We're starting to expand out a little bit more. We've realized that, you know, jazz is great, but like people just want to love music, and we want to support that love of music. And everybody kind of has their unique approach, you know, Irish music or folk or like, you know, singer songwriter. And you know, good music is good music, and we want people to have that connection. So yeah, we are starting to expand, and over the next couple months, there's going to be some other changes that are going to be really exciting that will kind of open the doors to other areas. So stay tuned.
Ooh, drama!
I know, right? Keep them coming back.
Yeah. Benji Daneman and Jeff Maley are my guests this morning live on Classical WMUK 89.9. And hope you're tuning in and enjoying these live arts interviews. That's every morning at 10 a.m. And it's such a privilege to be able to talk to all kinds of people who love to create and love to express themselves in music. Music can be a huge challenge. And so it's also an opportunity to see yourself grow. And I think that is a lifelong property of it. I can pick up, why don't I try to teach you a penny whistle song sometime, Jeff?
Yeah. Why don't you? I'd like to see
I'd
you
like
try.
To watch that. I will be a fly on the wall on that.
I actually did learn tuba when I was studying at Western. They have the educational department. You know, I don't know if they still do it like this, but they have to teach an instrument to someone who doesn't play that instrument. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of giving them the chops to work with kids that are just starting in school. And I a friend taught me tuba, and did, I mean, not that I can play it, but I played a scale. And she warned me that once you start to get about halfway, you get excited and you keep going, and then you're going to get lightheaded. And I went, no, okay. Yeah, sure. And it exactly went the way that she described it. And I was like, woo, you know. But I played that scale, baby.
Did she get an A?
I don't know. I imagine she did.
Can we hear another track? In fact, can we look at some Cajun style music? I'm not wearing it this moment, but I wore my Lacadie hat, the Acadians of Nova Scotia, where I went to on vacation this last summer. But I know that those same Acadians ended up taking the Mississippi down to New Orleans and starting that vibrant French culture there too.
It's amazing just the cross section of all these different cultures coming together. And so, I mean, I'm still learning so much. But yeah, so the impact of the French culture coming through, you know, all this created Zydeco, which includes so many different aspects of music, but also keeping a lot of the same kind of groove aspects of kind of like a sense of kind of like a rock, you know, sense, but adding an accordion and very vocally driven. I don't know. Do you want to speak anything about Zydeco quick before we?
Yeah, no, I think Zydeco is kind of its own. It's interesting. It sounds so very New Orleans, but at the same time, it really kind of has its own lane in a certain way, you know? But like Benji was saying, I think the rhythms are more almost like kind of a funk or rock kind of thing, you know, but that accordion is driving the train, you know, and it's literally all about that. And then you can get some washboard, you know, and that kind of stuff, which is definitely a New Orleans like kind of traditional thing as well. But the way that they put it together, it still evokes New Orleans, but it's not in the same way. And that's what's so great about New Orleans.
Now, this band we're going to hear, Buckwheat Zydeco, they've come up to Wheatland a number of times, and they make the crowd go nuts.
Oh, so, sure. Yeah. I can only imagine. Yeah. I'd love to see it.
We did one one show where I played in the same building as them and then got to go and watch, and it was great. Yeah, it was just great.
Yeah. So we're going to hear Buckwheat Zydeco on this, Zydeco Boogaloo.
Yeah.
That's Buckwheat Zydeco. Oof. On WMUK 89.9. I'm Kara Larutz, and we're with Benji Daneman and Jeff Maley on Let's Hear It. And Canola is a Kalamazoo-based New Orleans-style band that will get you that excited if you show up on Friday night. I don't know if it's the caffeine in the tea. Or
by the way, listening audience, Kara has the best tea. She serves the best tea.
100%.
It's extremely delicious. So if you want to start a band or become a musician just to get in here, to get an interview so you can get the tea, I highly recommend it.
Well, you're setting those expectations awfully, awfully high. Yeah, it's just leaves and water and,
And love. There's some love in there. Come on.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, an endless curiosity about musicians and what they do. And we're talking during the music all about, you know, the fact that going to New Orleans is important to hear what's actually happening now. I imagine the scene is as crazy as ever. Actually, it had to come back after Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
A lot of musicians left.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw an interview last night, oddly enough, with Aaron Neville, who did not go back. He couldn't handle it.
Wow.
He didn't even go back to just kind of get his affairs with his house and stuff. He would go back to play, but he never could go back to his house. Nothing.
Oof.
He just couldn't handle it. He ended up moving to Nashville and I think eventually New York.
Wow.
But so I think a lot of people had trouble with that. And then others, I think it probably just depends on the person, depends on the age, but others were wanting to go back to try to rebuild and keep that spirit going. But I can understand both, you know, that'd be pretty rough.
Houston turned out to be a major city that a lot of musicians moved to. And the thing about the music, it's so famous, some people don't even know how well they know it. And it is a passport to anywhere around the world if you're a musician from New Orleans and can bring it. Yeah.
Yep.
It's appreciated even here in Kalamazoo.
Even in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It is true. Oh. Yeah, I think a lot of people, I think you're right. A lot of people don't know that they know it, you know,
right,
as well as they do.
Well, I'm continually surprised by, like, as we've evolved from being just a Dixieland band, essentially, to being a New Orleans kind of honor band, like we're honoring them. I kind of see it as that way. Like everything now we've added in the meters where it's like, man, funk comes out of there. You know, Fats Domino, it's like all this boogie woogie, the like rock was like, you know, kind of born out of there. And it's just so fun because it's all this music that I grew up with and I loved and that is just so much fun. And I'm just continually surprised about what this amazing city has like birthed. And then you start talking about the food.
Oh.
Holy cow.
There's the whole reason to go.
Yeah. But the food kind of represents the
music. Sorry guys, I'm moving. I love you, Kalamazoo.
But yeah, it's representative of the music and the culture because it's just a mixture of a bunch of stuff, you know, and it's awesome. And it's put together in a way that I want to eat some right now. Thanks for bringing that up, Benji.
Well, those lucky folks in the audience on Friday can find out if they know what they don't know.
I can know they didn't know it.
Because we're here with Jeff Maley and Benji Daneman of Canola, the Kalamazoo-based New Orleans band, and they're live at 8 o'clock Friday night at the Jazz and Creative Institute. That's downtown on North Rose Street. Go to Canola Band on Facebook to reserve your tickets. There's going to be about room for about 50 seats.
And they're selling, so it's going to go.
Okay.
Don't wait.
Well, if you can't make it or you don't get seats, there may be a silver lining in the form of a live album release.
Yes.
And
We're going to do it, whether it's good or bad. It's going to be recorded.
We're forging ahead no matter what.
Well, you guys, it's been absolutely great to spend time with you here this morning. And I know you had to hit the road and go to your the first of your gigging tour with Canola. So let's finish up. And I was just looking at it. What the heck? Oh, Dr. John.
Dr. John.
Oh, that's a good way to finish
All
up.
Right. Oof. This is a song that we'll hear your vocals on.
Well, if you're going to be on the road, if we're on the road, I'm going to be doing it. Ashley will probably be singing it.
So if you want to hear Benji sing.
Meet me in Port Huron.
Yeah. Fort Wayne, Saginaw, or Port Huron.
Yeah, right.
But Port Huron would probably be good because
I'll be the third
yeah,
night.
Yeah, he'll have a few reps.
Worked it out.
Benji and Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.